would have softened at the real Eden, more comfortable, in sweats, hair in a ponytail, face devoid of cosmetics. So beautiful it hurt to look at her because she reminded him so much of her mother. He reached for the phone, dialing her number before he thought better of it. As it rang, he nearly hung up, but Eden would only call back. What could he possibly say to her? He had security around her, the best money could buy, and yet he knew there was better out there. It wasn't her he needed to talk to. He needed to speak to others. People who would ensure her safety and put her life before theirs. That kind of blind loyalty was hard to find. Not many men, no matter what, were willing to sacrifice their lives for someone else. Civilians couldn't possibly understand that kind of selflessness. They lived in their little bubbles, never thinking about the thousands of young American men and women who gave their lives so the rest of America could exist in willful, ignorant bliss. He didn't need private security. What he needed was military. Eden's voice came over the line just as he started to disconnect. Hi, Dad. Her cheerful voice hit a deep part of his heart that never failed to tighten whenever she was near.
Hi, baby, he said gruffly. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Nothing, he said hastily. I just